2 years ago, the Queenstown Lakes District Council launched ambitious plans to tackle housing affordability. Property values have levelled off, but the crisis is still growing, with high rental costs, low-wage workers resorting to sharing beds, and issues for neighbouring central Otago. Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown visited two districts and filed this report.
This council has done more for affordable housing for permanent people than any other council in New Zealand. I'm regularly told that by councils elsewhere around the country and by government.
That's Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt speaking at a recent mayoral debate. He's right. The council has done a lot to deal with the affordability crisis. But there's even more to do. Property values have eased in the past year, but the average is still close to $1.2 million. And the average three-bedroom rental is now over $700 a week. Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust Executive Officer, Julie Scott, says despite the council's efforts, more people are needing help.
We're now at over 600 households on our waiting list, so that's probably up around 100 from the same time last year. So that waiting list is increasing at a fairly fast pace.
Compounding the headache is the rental situation.
We're still sitting around $750 for a median three-bedroom rental property, but I look at what rental properties are available through the flyers that come out, and I think $750 is absolutely starting point for most three-bed properties. You see up to $1,000 a week easily.
Julie Scott says the squeeze is now hurting middle-income workers, and households earning less than $150,000 a year struggle to afford their own home. Hospitality New Zealand board member Chris Buckley says migrant and low-income workers are doing whatever it takes to afford to live.
Staff often come in sick because they're living in quite densely lived in homes, and they say there'll be like three people or four people to a room type situation, or they hotbed, or they just can't find a home, so they're living in like a van.
Hotbedding, for those unfamiliar with it, is sleeping in shifts.
One person sleeps, and when the other person gets home, that person goes and they're sleeping in the bed, so the bed's constantly used up.
Mr. Buckley says it's impacting on service industries, with staff harder to find and often moving on sooner. He says he's aware of hotels closing entire wings because they don't have the staff needed to operate them. Central Otago Mayor Tim Cadogan says the crisis is gripping his district, with many living in the area now working in Queenstown. The lack of rentals and rental hikes are particularly tough.
It's the surety of the tenure that is really, really worrying people, because there are just so many stories of where the property's been sold, because obviously it's a booming market, so we're going to cash up. Quite a few are going to Airbnb. All of these varied reasons leads to people not knowing whether they're going to be in the same flat in 6 months' time, but they do know that when they're out, they've got a real battle on their hands.
Central Otago's property values have climbed almost 7% in the past year. Tim Cadogan says these factors have led to the creation of the Central Otago Affordable Housing Trust. Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt says his council's work will bear fruit in years to come, but there are no easy solutions to problems like hotbedding and overcrowding.
Council can do a whole lot of things around it, but the reality is, what are we going to do? Go and bang on the door at night and see how many are in the house? We can't do that. We're not a police state. So it's very hard to control. What I'd rather do is actually address the issue by building proper itinerant worker housing.
He says the incoming council has a lot of work ahead of it to deal with the problem. In Queenstown, for Morning Report, Timothy Brown.